We're going to talk beef this morning as we finish up the month of May, which is Beef Month. Colleen Babe is in with us this morning. She's president of the Cass County Beef Producers. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always an exciting month, primarily because we know the weather's going to start getting better and we can start getting outside using those grills again.
Absolutely. And we've had some great weather.
It's always good to be able to get back out and smell those grills cooking in the neighborhood once again. And you're giving folks a chance to win some prizes here, too. You've had this beef poker run that's been going on for a while now. How's that been going?
It's been going good. What we did this year was a new little contest type idea, and we called it the Cass County Beef Run. What you did is go collect your playing cards at Atlantic Locker, Henningsen Processing, Fairway Food Stores, and Hy-Vee Food Stores. When you shopped with those people, they would give you a card to be participating in the beef run. And you collect your five best cards, put together your five best cards for your best poker hand. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, June 2nd, in Atlantic City Park, you'll bring your best five cards and have a chance to win a grand prize package of $500 in beef certificates along with some other prizes.
It's a pretty simple, straightforward project, quite frankly. There have been a lot of different types of events that have gone on like that. I know folks like to do motorcycle events and some different things like that using kind of a poker run format, so folks should be familiar with that.
A little bit. We came up with this one. We thought it'd be kind of fun. We'll do it again for next year. You know, there's always a few details that you don't think about the first year you run something like this. So we've had a lot of fun with it. You still have chances to get out there and go to those four following, the Atlantic Locker, Henningsen Processing, Fairway Food Stores, and Hy-Vee, and pick up your cards. You have it through Saturday morning, because from 11 to 1 is when you can show up at the park with your best hand. And hopefully we'll have quite a few that have good hands, and you'll be entered into the drawing, and we'll be drawing that around 1 o'clock.
So when they stop into these these different locations, the Atlantic Locker, Henningsen Processing, Fairway Foods, Hy-Vee Foods, what do they do to get a card? Just ask for one?
Yeah, you go to the meat departments and tell them that you're on the beef run. And they will guide you through shopping with them and how you qualify to get your card.
Okay, very good. Now, do they get to pick their card? Is it just handed to
them? They shuffled the deck. The unique thing about it is it's a card on the front side, and on the back side we have recipes. So there's 13 different recipes to collect also. And they range anywhere from like your basic beef meatball up to we had a contest on some grilling and beef items last year. And we also worked with Hy-Vee on a holiday promotion. So a few of those recipes are included too on the backs of those cards. Along with, even if you don't have the best five-card hand, the following have also donated some other prize packages. Atlantic Locker is going to have a 10 pounds of ground beef that you could win, 8 New York strips, 8 T-bone steaks. Henningsen Processing will have 2 different beef packages. Fairway's going to donate a whole ribeye that we can cut however you'd like. And Hy-Vee will have a beef package for you. So we'll have some other fun prizes in the park too, even if you don't have the Royal Flush. So come out and see us.
I have to look now. She's got a stack of these cards. Oh, there are. I'll be darned. I'm guessing on the top there's an ace of hearts on this particular stack she's got here. So I'm thinking, okay, they're all like aces and kings and queens.
No, it's a true deck.
Yeah, I open it up and there's two, there's three. Okay, we're good.
You could
get just about anything there.
You could, yes.
And as Colleen mentioned, these aren't your standard playing cards. It might look like it on one side with some information and things there, but then on the other side it does have some different types of recipes. How'd you choose the different types of recipes? Just go for variety?
We did go for variety. Like I said, we did a holiday promotion with Hy-Vee last year. And so there's about four or five really simple but delicious beef recipes that we used from there. We also had a cooking contest a year ago, and three out of the four recipes are there. The fourth one was way too long for the back of the playing card, so unfortunately they didn't get on theirs. And then we just took some basics. Everybody likes some basic, you know, recipes off and on too. So there's the basic meatball and a chili, and then some little pizzas, even some for the kids that can make their own beef items.
Mm-hmm. Well, grilling's been popular since cavemen were around, grilling over an open fire. But do you find that it's becoming even more and more popular and creative these days? You're seeing more contests out there, even locally, where folks are doing grilling, smoking contests and things. There seems to be more focus on outdoor grilling.
I think there is. There's a lot of contests out there, and they are very creative. You know, they're not only doing the beef, they're also doing all the sides with it on the grill. And it does help. In the summertime, you don't want to heat up your house, so having the grill out there. And then even the grills that are out there have helped that. You can make your whole meal just being outside and enjoying the weather and the company of people and more of a picnic situation.
Well, there are so many different types of brands and models and styles and what have you of grills out there these days. Everybody has their favorites. Everybody swears by their favorite. You find people are very possessive about the way they grill.
And they don't want you to use their grill.
That's right. It's a personalized, kind of like their car. They just don't want you behind the wheel. Beef Month is the month of May, but it's not the only month that you're doing things. You guys are active all year long.
Yeah, we are. We do grill for different functions, and people, if they have a huge party that they're needing somebody to grill a bunch of steaks or hamburgers, we are available for that, and they can contact any of the Cass County Beef Producer members, and they can set you up with who they need to contact.
Is the schedule filling up rapidly?
It does. It fills up pretty fast. We used to see that it was really full, jam-packed in May and June, and now we're finding it more in September and October as nicer weather and still wanting the grilled items.
Now, if you're having a big banquet, some organization's having a big banquet with a few hundred people there, well then, yeah, you would think right away about doing something like that. But how small do you do?
Usually if you're having a party of 50, a lot of times everybody will plan two burgers per person. So you have 100 burgers that you want done all at one time. We can handle doing that.
Okay, very good. So they kind of have an idea what they should call for. You brought this little item in here that I found very very humorous here this morning. Tell me about that.
This year, we were able to present a present to a newborn babies born at Cass County Hospital. And it's a bib that our 2010 Beef Princess and her mother worked on when she was princess, and we finally got everything worked out that we could do them this year. And it says, it's a bib, and it says, "When I get teeth, feed me beef, Cass County Beef Producers." So we presented the firstborn baby parents and the baby with the bib along with some beef certificates. And then all babies born in May at the Cass County Hospital received a bib for honoring May Beef Month. And we had a unique situation. We had actually presented two because we had two babies born within 7 hours of each other. So we felt that they both needed the award this year.
Yeah, they'll probably all need some beef when they get those teeth anyway.
Yes.
Very good. Well, it's always kind of neat to see those kinds of things, too. That's kind of a unique idea. I like that little idea there. When I get teeth, feed me beef. Get them started early.
Yes.
Okay, the beef run, again, coming up very quickly now. It's been going on for a while, but we're at the tail end now. We're down the home stretch of the run. So you've got to get after it here pretty quickly. You still have plenty of time to put your hand together and then show up on Saturday. Again, Colleen, where do they go?
Atlantic Locker, Hennigson Processing, Fairway, and Hy-Vee Food Stores.
And some good prizes.
Yeah, and I'll go over the prizes one more time. A grand prize is $500 in beef certificates, and that's being sponsored by the Cass County Beef Producers and your friends here at KJN. Atlantic Locker will also throw in a 10-pound ground beef package. Atlantic Locker is going to do 8 New York strips and 8 T-bone steaks. Hennigson Processing will have 2 different beef bundles. Fairway is going to donate a whole ribeye that you can have cut the way you like it. And Hy-Vee will also have a beef package. And in the park, for all those that do participate, we'll have a few other drawing gift items, too, that you can win. It's in conjunction with customer appreciation here in Atlantic. And we were able to work with the chamber, and there's a hot dog and lunch provided free in the park, and this year they're going to upgrade to be all beef hot dogs in honor of being the end of beef month.
Of course you should.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Again, that's 11 to 1 o'clock. That's at the Atlantic City Park, directly across the street from the courthouse in downtown Atlantic. That'll be this Saturday. So get out, get those cards, get that best hand put together as soon as you can, and you'll pick up some great recipes on the backside there, too, that you may be able to try out here. And just because the month of May is almost over doesn't mean that June, July, August, and the rest of them can't be beef month as well, right?
It's beef month all year round.
It's just beef year. All right, very good. Well, good luck with that, and we hope to see a lot of folks stop on in on Saturday with those cards.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Colleen.